Hunt, hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Person I know who travels obscene distances to get his hair cut. It's Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm great. And I need a haircut desperately. So maybe I'll have time if things go on Sunday the way the odds makers think they're going to go.
Yeah, it's a great point. We were just looking at ESPN Bet and, of course, over at our friends at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. And the line has moved again. Packers now 5-point dogs to the Eagles. So I want to begin.
So just a second, just so I understand this, because I'm not a wagerer. Is that based on something that has happened? Gabe, help me with this, because I know you're very smart about this stuff. Not that everybody on the panel isn't, but that's not because of like Jordan Love practicing in full necessarily, right? That's
no,
because of the where the money is coming.
Correct.
And who's on what?
Correct.
Okay.
Abbott and Costello and whatnot. Joshy said this morning he wondered if there are a bunch of people out on the East Coast who are waking up with their new paychecks, you know, Friday and all, and we're like, you know what? I'm going to throw a little cash down on the Eagles-Packers game.
It's the third time this week I've looked at the line before talking to Jen, the crew here in the morning, and the move, it has moved a full point and a half a point three times in a row. So it keeps moving their way and then comes back down throughout the day. It's very interesting.
Okay. Learn something new every day on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Last year, when the Packers played the Cowboys, they were 7.5-point underdogs. Would a win on Sunday be more surprising than a win against the Cowboys last year, than the win against the Cowboys last year?
Yeah, for me it would be. Now, again, I don't know about ESPN Bet, but for me it would be for sure. Like, I don't know. And LaFleur got, I don't want to say irritated with me. I hate it when he says, I respect the question, because he might as well say, I hate that question.
Hey, bleep you, but, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd rather you say that, frankly. But because I was trying to juxtapose the vibe from last year going into the playoffs and the vibe going into this year. Because, look, I'm not saying this is not scientific, but I'm in that locker room every day. Not all day long, like players are, and guys behave differently when the media is in there. I get that too. But, like, I very distinctly remember being in that locker room last year leading into that Cowboys game thinking, God, these guys are loose. They're confident. They're feeling really good about themselves. And they're like, I'm not intimidated by this. Whereas, given how many, you know, young guys who, because remember the 2022 draft class, Packers lost that last game against the Lions, so they didn't make the playoffs in 22. So they had just a ton of guys who had no idea what playoff football was, and there was no tightness, there was no nervousness. They just didn't. Every day that I was in there leading up to that Cowboys game, that was not the vibe at all. And this week, there's just, you know, between Love and dealing with his injury, between the way they finished the season, it just feels different to me. And maybe I'm wrong about that, but when I asked LaFleur kind of the difference and how you get this year's guys up there to where they were feeling the way they were feeling last year, he was kind of like, oh, I hate it when you guys compare, and I don't think that way. Okay, well then, and so I followed up by saying, all right, well then forget about that. What's the vibe that you sense from this team? And, you know, obviously being in that locker room after the game on Sunday, they were mad and disappointed and frustrated. How do you get them back to the confidence level that you want them to be at for a game? And he didn't have a great answer to that either. So I'm not saying they can't win because they're not a great mental space, but there's just not that same vibe. And so I will definitely be, I won't be stunned if they win. I do think they can win this game, but I don't expect them to. Whereas the Cowboys game last year, I don't want to say that I expected them to, but I knew that it was definitely a possibility, even with everything Dallas had done at home during the course of the year.
Well, I think LaFleur, it's flawed thinking. And I understand fans are fans. But, Jason, you can't go back to, like, I'm real confident because they went into Dallas last year. That'd be like saying, well, we beat San Francisco 2 years ago. You know, you can
right?
It's just not how it works, you know? There's a reason teams get hot in the playoffs. And to call this team hot, yeah, Jason, they can win. They can win. But it's going to take three turnovers, and it's going to take some C-level players playing like A-level players to do it.
Yeah, I don't remember you.
Would you agree with that?
Completely. I mean, first of all, I don't remember you guys, like, in 96. I mean, you were a different team then. Everyone knew you were a Super Bowl team. But, like, it's not like we ever heard you guys talking about, boy, remember when Brett threw that touchdown to Sterling in Detroit? Like,
yeah.
You know, we did that. We can do anything, right? And look, I'm part of that equation. I did ask Love, you know, what doing what he did in Dallas in his first playoff game does for him going into this game. So I'm part of that narrative. I'm gonna wear that. But again, I love that LaFleur said earlier in the week. I can't remember who asked him it, but you know, somebody asked, "Do you believe in momentum?" And he said, "No." And I wanted to say, okay, if you had won six in a row and somebody said, do you believe in momentum, would your answer really have been the same? Because I don't think it would have been. Because you just, there, it is palpable. You can feel it. And again, you play the game, you would know better than me. But to me, momentum isn't, oh, we're playing great and we know that we're going to continue to play great because we've played great previously. To me, you know, all you guys are confident as players. Otherwise, you wouldn't have even made it this far. But there is something to having evidence to support your confidence, right? Because you did this, that, and the next thing that supports, hey, we are really good. And here, if you don't believe me, look at what we did in this game. And look at what we did this game. And look what we did last week. And this team doesn't have any of that evidence. Now, again, that doesn't mean they can't win. But the idea, to me, that's what momentum is. I have confidence in myself, and I've done a bunch of things this season to convince not only me, but others, that that confidence is well-placed.
Jason, I think that Jordan Love needs to have a big game if the Packers want to win. Does he need to get
totally
back
agree.
To the let-it-rip mentality than that conversation that him and LaFleur had last year before the Steelers game, right before the Packers went on their run that resulted in the playoff win a year ago?
Yeah, that's a great question because I still, despite spending much of the week trying to get a better understanding, I mean, I asked Steno and LaFleur and I asked Love and I asked some wide receivers and, you know, I got the... Well, it's just the details over and over and over again, which, you know, I understand details are part of it. Don't get me wrong. But I don't have a good answer for why the passing game has not been more productive, right? Like, look, Josh Jacobs is magnificent. And it is possible to have a great running game and use it in a manner that gets your offensive passing game going similarly. And again, to go way back in the history machine, you know, Dorsey Levens ran for nearly 1,500 yards in the 97 season when you guys went back to the Super Bowl. But Brett won his third straight MVP that season because he was great too. And so, you know, I look, it's hard because, you know, they're focused on the game plan and everything else. And this is probably more of an off season, dig into the film and then see what you saw. But I still believe that while they have done all this to complement and to fit Josh Jacobs' running style better, going away from the outside zone and going to more duo blocking, which has been great for Jacobs, and being in the pistol or in the shotgun, which again has really fit his style, which is great. And I don't want to undercut how awesome he's been, but my opinion, and I would rely on people who know way more ball than I do, so Chu, Bulaga, Tausch, Brad Nortman, etc., Gary Ellerson, people who've played in the league, it just looks to me like their play action game is nowhere near as dangerous and nowhere near as similar to what they're doing in the run game. I mean, they do some fun stuff in the run game, right? Like that pirouette that Love does. He fakes the hand off to one guy, fakes it to another guy, then he thinks so, he like pauses and puts his hand on his chin for a second, maybe I'll throw, and then he hands it off. Like that really works. Like they started doing that with Malik and it's been great. But how many times have you seen them really hit on play action balls in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks? Like it just doesn't feel like that has been nearly as big of a weapon. And you know, Bulaga did it again this week. He made fun of McCarthy, who we all love, but McCarthy running these play action fakes that in no way matched any of their actual running plays. And it just feels like they've gotten away from the core principle of this offense from Shanahan and McVay to LaFleur on down, which was the quarterback is under center, fakes the handoff, but for the first three steps, the defenders have no clue if it's a run or a pass. And it just feels like, and maybe some of the shotgun and the pistol is also related to Love's injuries and whatever, it just doesn't feel like that's as effective. Chewy, if I'm off base with that, please tell me now, because otherwise I'm
no, you're not because me and Gabe, you know, we do our all 22
and
there was a play, Jason. It was 3rd and 7, and they're running routes like it's 3rd and 15. Remember the play, Gabe?
Yep.
They threw it incomplete to Kraft in the flat, who wasn't really involved in the play. I'm like, why are they running such deep routes when it's 3rd and 7? It's just great. I mean, it was a horrible call, and the line was fine. The protection was there. It's just, I don't know. It just, yeah, Jason, and I live. Fox 2 XY hook, you couldn't stop. I caught 40% of my balls. Probably over my career on that play, it probably had a 75% hit rate. Why aren't they doing that with Tucker Kraft? And I said with you, Jason, I think last week, I'm like, why doesn't he have a play where like, ooh, I remember that play. That works real well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's different.
Yeah,
you know, there's no bread and butter.
I would agree with that. And on top of that, I do wonder, and look, Jordan Love is nowhere near the point where Favre was with you, or where where Rodgers was with Devontae or Jordy before that. But like, do you feel like I feel like Kraft could, again, I was the early adopter of comparing him to you, so I'm going to continue to brag about that. But the fact of the matter is that whenever Brett needed it, whenever he didn't have anything else and was like, okay, I got to do something here. You were that security blanket, right? I mean, he just always knew, hey, if all else fails, just Chew and I'll figure it out. And when you look, and again, I feel like I'm being, you know, folks that are listening or that are in the YouTube comments, I'm not watching, I'm not monitoring those like I do during our show, but I'm thinking they're sitting there, God, you guys are being so negative today. It's not that. It's just, who is the guy right now that when you look at Love, you say, okay, he knows that this guy can come through for him? Because look, let's be honest, as great as you were, you weren't a game-breaking pass-catching player. You were all, well, sure. Right? So I'm not saying that.
Jason, he was 100 overall in Madden. Let's not undersell
Chewy. That's what I've heard. Yeah, I've heard that. And I always thought he was more, during his era, more of like a television or Atari player. Like, they didn't really keep score then. But be that as it may, I don't feel like there's that guy, that safety valve, that security blanket for Love. And maybe the offense is designed differently, so you just, go through your progressions and you do what you do there. But it would be, I thought Kraft would be that guy. And again, if you look at his production of late, it has tailed off some. And I don't think it's because suddenly Tucker Kraft isn't effective.
Jason, good stuff. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can listen to him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We got to get to Craig Karmazin. He is coming up next. I would like at some point, and I don't think that this is Craig Karmazin's job, for somebody to explain to me how outside zone versus duo affects the quarterback. What is the primary effect on the quarterback when you switch from one to the other? How does it change the passing lanes? How does it change his decision making? I would like somebody smarter than me to tell me if that has affected Jordan Love and his ability to get in a rhythm to have success this season. Again, not saying that that's Craig Karmazin's job to do, but somebody, maybe it's Chu, can explain to me if that is having an effect on the quarterback this year. We'll take a break. Roll on right after this.